It's Tuesday, October 21st, and with your 8 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbian. Government says it is stepping up measures to address the rising number of Angolan children living in Windhoek streets and in other urban areas. Willem Sneeman for News on One reports that Reina Nirokor, Public Relations Officer for the Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security Ministry, said that while previous operations safely repatriated 73 children and their mothers to Angola, similar numbers are reappearing, pointing to a recurring challenge.
Yoko explained that a multi-agency task team has been set up to coordinate responses, investigate root causes and develop solutions, bringing together institutions responsible for immigration, safety and security, child welfare, international relations, local and regional governance, as well as NGOs. Human rights activist Rosa Namisese said the presence of Angolan children on Namibia's streets reflects poorly on the country internationally and called for their immediate protection and basic support.
Today and tomorrow, the third International Conference on Circular Economy, Renewable Energies and Green Hydrogen in Africa takes place in Windhoek, hosted by the Southern African Science Service Center for Climate Change and Adaptive Land Management. The event gathers regional and international experts to explore sustainable industrialization and renewable energy solutions. Attendees will visit the Daures Green Hydrogen Village and Clean Energy Plant. Utsanani Tacheba is the Director of Science and Technology at SASCAL.
The whole objective of the conference is to showcase research outputs, but also to attract industry practitioners, as well as those that are looking at putting together small and medium enterprises in the space of renewable energy. From a Namibia perspective, we are quite excited because Namibia has already taken a step in the initiatives around green hydrogen production and moving towards its commercialization. The conference will create an opportunity for thematic interactions between various stakeholders, as well as cover out a unique growth pathway for the African continent and its partners.
Under the theme Unlocking Youth Potential and Job Creation Through Innovations of Tomorrow, the Bank of Namibia held the FinTech Thought Leadership Forum. The event brought together government, business and academic leaders to discuss how innovations can support inclusive economic growth. Bons Nafiku Hamunime, Acting Deputy Director for Corporate Communications and Sustainability.
At the heart of the gathering was the launch of the bank's FinTech Youth Program, a flagship initiative designed to equip young Namibians with the entrepreneurial tools, networks, and support systems. The governor of the Bank of Namibia, Dr. Johannes Gavahab, noted that digital innovation is redefining the global financial landscape.
Residents of Sudan's besieged city of Al-Fashir have been taking refuge in underground bunkers to protect themselves from drones and shelling, according to Reuters reports. The attacks have targeted displacement shelters, clinics and mosques. Al-Fashir remains the Sudanese army's last stronghold in Darfur as it battles the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces in a civil war that has lasted 2.5 years. U.S. President Donald Trump is welcoming Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese for his first visit to the White House since the start of the president's second term. Our correspondent in Washington is Charlotte North.
Talks are expected to focus on trade and the U.S. review of AUKUS, a defense agreement between Australia, the United Kingdom and the U.S. that's designed to counter the influence of China. President Trump requested a review of the submarine pact earlier this year, and the Australian Prime Minister will try to persuade the president to preserve it. From the White House's perspective, a major part of today's discussion will be focused on a deal on rare earth minerals, which are essential for national security and consumer electronics. China has a near monopoly on the processing of rare earth minerals, and Australia could make up for any shortfall in supply. Charlotte North, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.